Another delightful coffee this morning. Oh my God. I'm now trying the Burundi Mi Costa, roasted by Small Batch in Hove, which I've had on the cupping table with Al and Joe, the two roasters at Small Batch, which I've had here back at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's as a filter coffee. Oh my God. And today I've pushed it to the R58 Rocket Dual Boiler PID machine. 92 degrees I've started with and dosed it at 19 grams and it ran in 27 seconds a delightful pour into my little shot glass and yielded 29 grams of coffee. So parameters are pretty much awesome. Well, if I say awesome, they're pretty much in the range of what any espresso should be. But what makes it awesome is the taste on your palate. And this is just delightful. I've had a sip. I wasn't intending to do a boo on this, so I've already had my first sip, but it so enchanted me that I thought, hang on a minute, put the glass down, get to your iPhone, and open the application and start raving about this coffee. This coffee is so versatile. From Burundi, and Burundi is another kind of fun thing that makes me chuckle because years ago, as a child, as a teenager, my cousin from Italy, we were having loads of fun and he came to visit in the summer and I don't know, he must have just heard of the word Burundi and he was using the word Burundi all the time and I didn't know where it was. He said, oh yeah, yeah, that's an African state or country. It went in one ear, out the other. We were just laughing a lot about it. And here, years later, I'm actually encountering a coffee that grew in this very country that made me smile all these years ago and makes me smile again, delights my palate with its taste. The mouthfeel is lovely and velvety. It's a washed coffee and When you read a little bit more about what Small Batch tell you about the coffee, apparently it's been, well, it's washed, but it's been fermented for quite a long time. And they say it gives it kind of a citrus flavor, which it does, but not very much in your face. It's quite a subtle citrus flavor. And it's the mouthfeel that actually enchants first and takes away of any harshness that you might equate to a citrus. A citrus, you know, might just tighten your palate, your lips, your mouth. Well, this doesn't do that at all. And I'm going to take another sip just to prove whether my tongue is just as untied as it is before a sip. I could actually keep this in my mouth for a long time. That's how lovely it coats your mouth and your palate and your tongue, but it leaves you with a lovely lingering aftertaste, which, yes, goes into a direction of more citrusy, but beautiful. I mean, I love African coffees. I mean, I say this every time I taste the coffee from a certain origin, I rave about the origin because every origin has its own characteristic and they're all beautiful for what they are. And this is an extremely versatile coffee, I would say, because, as I said, it delights as a filter coffee. It's very delicate. On the cupping table, it just made you stop in your tracks. That's how lovely and sweet and beautiful it was. Delicate as well. And here, it can even take the harsh extraction method that an espresso machine has. 9 bars of pressure in about 25 to 30 seconds. Pushes through the grinds and ends up in a cup, which should delight, and this one does. So another lovely, lovely introduction to this Burundi Mi Costa coffee roasted in Hove. This one was roasted by Joe on the 27th of May, and today we are, what are we? We are the 7th of June. So again, in its optimum window. So thanks again to the guys in Hove, to Small Batch. Remember, if you see the three domes, that's who they are, and you've got to go and try their coffee. They've got a few wholesale clients as well.